You guys are y'all's team.
I don't believe in being an absolutist. I think it defeats your, you know, your chance for success. So you look for these characteristics that typically have historically equaled success in our league, and really that's what it all boils down to. You look at what's been successful before, and so that's really how we have created these parameters. And so to say that an inch here or 5 or 10 pounds there or a tenth in a 40 time is something that will disqualify a player, it won't, because really the bulk of the evaluation from our perspective is what type of football player is he, and how can he come into our building and execute the things that we're going to ask him to do as a player. That's the most important piece.
You guys don't draft the quarterback here. Are you Schaub or Keenum be a candidate to start for you next year, or are you going to have to go out and get a better answer as the market or be a trader?
No, I think everything at this point, we're still evaluating the entire process, and everything is up for grabs at this point.
Rick, with the collective bargaining agreement, is that going to play a factor in when you extend a person into their second contract like Jaden?
No, I think what you will see is obviously now this being the first year that those deals can open up, I think you will see any number of positions that clubs will take. And again, we are in the process of trying to determine how we are going to handle that as well. So it's an important piece. It's an element that obviously needs to be thought through and you know, carefully considered. And we're doing that. We're doing that at this point. I'm sorry? We are not in talks with JJ. We're in internal talks to determine what our strategy and how we will continue to put this football team together and move forward, whether we're talking about free agency or the draft or our players, our current unrestricted free agents, our current restricted free agents. There are any number of things right now that we're in conversations about.
A couple more guys.
Well, I mean, obviously, I think that there's a significant difference in the financial commitment that has to be made to these players, and so that's pretty significant. Yeah, it really is.
The quarterback choose is not to throw here. In your eyes, is that a bigger strike against you than if you were to throw and fail?
Yeah, here's the deal. We've made this event a pretty significant part of our year, and the thing as an evaluator that I want to see is we think we've got, you know, 300 or so of the top guys that are going to be available for us in our draft. And so what you want to see is you want to see a guy come in and participate. You want to see him compete. You want to see him against his other peers. You want to see how he handles himself in various environments. And so ideally speaking, we want them all to work out. Now, I understand that you know, people take positions and they decide not to do so. But from an evaluator, I would rather see every athlete that we invite to this camp work out.
So when they say no, does that then compel you and your staff to go, well, we need to look more into that person throwing other background issues as to why they might want to do it?
No, I don't know if you have to look at the background for that. I think you articulate to the players that you'd like for them to work out, and you know, it becomes a little bit. What it does is it requires you to have to now go and you know, attend a workout. If you're really interested in a player, then you've got to go to his pro day. He doesn't have that opportunity in front of all of the league's decision makers to show himself, because you know he's not working out here. So, but it doesn't require you to go back and do any other evaluation.
Because the success of Russell Wilson has done enough for a short quarterback, and we're now at the point where team wouldn't be frowned upon taking a 5'11", 5'10", or 6-foot guy.
Well, I think I think at some point when you, again, we talk about the genesis of these position parameters, really it's just a function of history and what's been, you know, pretty common. So when anytime you have people who fall out of those parameters who are successful, then it does open up opportunities for others, you know, that may fall out of those parameters as well, because it shows that you can have success.
Last one, guys.
Well, there are a couple of different things. I mean, first of all, you've got to determine where that information is coming from. You've got to determine if you think it's a character flaw or if you think it's a function or a product of the environment that he came out of. If you think he's legitimately a guy that will respond to encouragement or respond to a new environment if he's in a different type of environment where that's not acceptable. So there are any number of things that you've got to look to in any of these variables that we evaluate in this process. And again, in an attempt to try to project how the guy will be when he comes into our building. Everything's on the table right now, but I don't really necessarily see us, doing that at this point. Okay.